This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The fun part about corporate earnings season, okay, fun for some of us, is getting a peek into how business leaders are thinking about the economic forces we all deal with, like inflation. This week, we've had some insight into the dilemma big consumer products companies face when making decisions about prices. Procter & Gamble, maker of Tide laundry detergent, Bounty paper towels, and Crest toothpaste, reported that it raised prices 9% on average last quarter. Nestle, which sells Cheerios, Hot Pockets, and those little Nespresso coffee pods, said prices were up 7.5% on average. But those price increases aren't across the board. Marketplace's Justin Ho did some comparison shopping for us.
Part of a company's decision to raise prices comes down to what it's paying for raw materials. Linda Montag at Moody's says some raw materials have gotten more expensive than others.
Some of the cooking oils that are used in the food industry and also in the cosmetic industry, you know, some of those are up 200, 300, 400%, while other things are up, you know, in the mid-teens as a percent.
It also depends on how many raw inputs it takes to make a product. Montag says a bag of coffee, for example, has fewer than a frozen meal.
In that frozen meal, you may have, you know, potatoes, you may have corn, you may have a protein. You've got a tray that might be resin or it might be fiberboard. You've got an outside package.
And the prices of all of those things have been changing at different rates. Then there's the matter of competition. When a product's up against private label brands, its manufacturer has an incentive to keep prices lower or make its product better to justify higher prices, says Brittany Quatrochi, consumer staples analyst at Edward Jones.
If that branded product has some sort of performance element or taste element to it that is superior, you're more apt to be willing to pay that higher amount.
Companies can also decide not to change their prices, but instead make their packages smaller. Nicole DeHoratius is a professor at the University of Chicago.
You tend to just look at the face value of the good without doing the calculations to say, okay, am I paying, you know, $5 per ounce or $6 per ounce?
That's called shrinkflation. And DeHoratius says it's a hidden way to change prices without causing as much sticker shock. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.